Hey, I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. I hope you're having an amazing holiday season. I hope that it just is filling you up and not draining you. So today we're going to continue our Unwrapped series, Unwrap the Holiday Season You Really Want. We've talked about, rest, not stress, how to do whole self-care in the midst of the holiday season. And even we talked about how we don't have to do it all. Today we're diving into intentional relationships. Let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're continuing our series of Unwrap the Holiday Season You Really Want. Today we are specifically talking about honing in, like making these lasting memories through connection, like building the, like nurturing the healthy relationships and that we want during the holidays. Because what is the reason for the season? Well, it's Jesus. And it's about loving our people. We slow down because we want to build these memories. We want these experiences. We want to show our peeps how much we appreciate them, right? We want to show our friends and our family. We want to enjoy our relationships during this time. And if we're not intentional about it, if we don't make it a priority, the stuff gets in the way. The mayhem, all of the doing happens and we miss the entire, like our intention for the holiday, which is to, well, for me, it's to create those lasting memories. So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what is your intention? Is it, if it has to do with loving your people, then this episode is what you need to listen to, because how can we make these connections without stressing? How can we make these joyful connections? How can we feel the full weight of joy throughout the holidays if we're not connecting with our people? So first, let's just talk about what it means to connect and ask yourself, like, what do you want? Because again, connection means something different to everybody. To my son, he truly believes that if we're in the house together, we're spending time together and it's enough. My daughter, we could be doing something together, but if it's not intentionally, like if we were, an example is we're making dinner, she's working on the side dish, I'm working on the main dish. We are in the same room, yes, but that is not doing it together because we're not doing the same thing. So it would be like making dessert together, making brownies together, making cookies together. For her, that is what fosters togetherness. And so what is it for you? And there's some family members, some people who, like, quality time is not their love language. That is, and I'll talk about that when I talk about boundaries to consider. But again, we're looking at what do you need? What does Tammy need? What does Susie need? What does Beth need? What do you need in order to build healthy relationships, in order to connect with the people, to feel like you achieved those, like nurtured the relationships? And just sit with that for a moment. What do you need? Do you need something? Does that mean every moment of every day? Is that even possible? Is that what you want? Do you want from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed to make these lasting, memorable occasions? It sounds exhausting to me. And if you can do that day in, day out, like, more power to you. I'm really, and that's what you're good at, because I do know I do know that there's some of you that that is your gifting, and I could learn from you. But I know I am more focused on like quality versus quantity. I have teenagers, they don't want to spend every moment with me. And honestly, I need a break from them. As extroverted as I am, I'm actually also incredibly introverted and need that time alone to recenter and rebalance and, well, just to get quiet and have some time to like, well, to not go crazy and not do for a little while. I need that alone time to be able to read and journal and reflect and also just be me, not anyone needing me. So that is something I've identified for myself. What can you identify for you? What do you need? And so as I was looking at this, it's like, okay, to nurture healthy relationships through the holidays, what does it look like? Because it is different than just during the school year or during the summer. Like the holidays it is intensified, right? The memories, like we have these core memories that are intended to be made. We want the holiday seasons to be remembered. So it is different than just connecting day to day. So what can you do to foster the relationships? The first of all is, after you've identified what you really need, what would really sing to your heart, what would make your life joyful? And then you get to ask those people in your world, in your realm, in your inner circle, the people you're responsible for, what does it mean to them? Ask them questions. And if they're younger, you can kind of look and see how they like to respond or how they like to interact with people. That's the right word, interact. But also when they're older, ask them, what do you want to do? What would tell you that this was an amazing Christmas season? And some ideas, share stories, ask them their memories, because one, like this does multiple things. One is it helps them see that they have those memories. It gets them in the right frame of mind. Having like talking about and sharing those stories actually makes them relive them. And so it brings that emotion back. Also, you'll see what is actually important to them. What are they remembering? Are they remembering, was it the elf on the shelf that really, and forget about the fact that you made, you know, cookies or whatever, you know, whatever your traditions are. Was it driving around and doing a holiday scavenger hunt? I did that one year because I needed something. I needed something to do with the kids. So luckily Pinterest was like, here's a million ways. And I was like, oh, scavenger hunt. That's something I can drive and they can look for different lights. And it was a blast. That is one of the memories. When I asked my daughter, she remembers that. She was young, but she's like, we had a paper. It was a scavenger hunt for lights. Like that was so much fun. I was like, oh, do you want to do that again? And so I asked them, like, what specifically can we do together? What makes those memories? How can we connect? And, you know, it's the things, you know, making cookies, watching a Christmas movie together. For my son, it's board games. Like, he doesn't want to do them all the time. He's like, I don't want to do them daily. But a board game, like, that's fun. He likes to go look at lights as well. Like, going and doing something. That is fun for him. And so those, knowing that, like sharing those memories gives me insight to know that, okay, eating the perfect holiday dinner is not actually, they don't remember any of those. They don't remember what they had at Thanksgiving, let alone Christmas 3 years ago. So when I get that intel, I can breathe a sigh of relief that is not that doesn't need to be the main focus. Now, if it's something that I love and it's important to me and those memories are for me, then I'll do it. And I know that that's not something that the kids are, you know, the people who come, that's not the reason. So I put less emphasis and I just do it for myself and I don't expect anything. So I'm building those relationships because it's not an expectation that they tell me how amazing it is that I put on them. I know that I'm doing that for myself and that makes me feel good to serve them in that way. So get that? So the next thing is plan fun activities. the things that they talked about in those memories and ask them questions when they're telling the stories. Ask them who, what, when, where, why, how. Like, what about it made it so amazing? What did you, because it could also be something that you were not expecting. But then after you get those plan fun activities around those things, if you could do one thing, what is it that you want to do? And my daughter, it's, you know, like with a fire, watching a Christmas movie with hot cocoa that we made ourselves. Okay, check. Child, I can definitely make that happen. We can do that. That is on this, that's on our plan. So the other thing is the things that you need to do anyway, we talked about meal eating, and we still, when they're home, they have their home stomachs, which is way bigger than their school stomachs. And they need to eat like 5 or 6 times a day. Well, bring them into things that, if you want to build those relationships, bring them into, okay, we're making your favorite meal. You get to help me with this. And we're going to spend time together doing that. So if you're working a long day and you still want to connect, like bring them into and put it in a way, like make it fun for them. Let them pick music. Let them pick, you know, are you going to have sparkling apple juice while you were cooking and having this fun experience? Like make it an experience. But the things that you ordinarily have to do, bring them into the fold. Let them pick the meal and say, okay, we're going to cook it together. The idea here is that not only are you doing what you need to do, but you're also building that relationship. You're also fostering connection, and you're fulfilling you and what you want. And like, and you're also teaching them skills. So this is like multiple levels of awesomeness here, right? Like this is, and it sounds fun. Like don't pick, you know, beef Wellington unless you know and that you're not going to get frustrated, you know, making beef Wellington with your 7-year-old. Like, that's why I like to have them pick the meal. They can go on and pick something that they like. And so we make that together. And so if it's something like, oh, I want mac and cheese, it's like, okay, how can we add protein to it? Let's do chicken mac and cheese or whatever, steak bites with it. You get to play with it. There's no rules here. It's just, you're adding another element to achieve, to get to your intention without causing more strife, without adding extra to to-do list. This is one, this next one is fostering that sense of service. So volunteer as a family. How many times do you go and you're volunteering at church, you're volunteering XY at the school, but you're doing it on your own? So find a way to volunteer together, because when you're serving together, you're building those memories too. And again, it shows them that you walk your talk, and that it's, and you build memories and you build experiences through that. Like you can laugh through that as well. And that's something that my daughter really loves. When we lived in California, we were at once a month, our church would serve meals to the homeless. They loved that. And that's something that's like, okay, this season, I'm going to search that out. Is there a soup kitchen? Is there something that we can go do for an afternoon for a couple of hours that we can just serve as a family? And it just fills all of our tanks. And then if you really want the connections, schedule quiet time. Don't make every moment mean so much. Give yourself space. It can be half a day. It can be a full day of, you know what, this day, we're just going to be around. We're not going to do anything big. We'll read books. Maybe we'll play games, like small things. Maybe we'll just watch movies together. But schedule the downtime that you need. So if you have lots of parties coming up for the weekend, pick a day in the evening where you can like relax, decompress, prepare for that energy that you need for all those holidays. Your kids need it too. Everyone needs it. So schedule that downtime, and it's good for your relationships. I promise you, if you're a go, go, go person and someone in your family is the introvert who wants to retreat, this, the fact that you see them and see what they need also will bring that deeper connection. So boundaries to consider, and I will move a little faster because I'm talking a little more than I expected, but I think this is so important because if we're going to intentionally build these relationships, our kids are only with us for a few short years. It did not seem like that when they were toddlers. But now, as they're 13 and 15 and about to be 14 and 16, like time is really precious. The older I get, the more I realize that time is actually our most valuable resource. So intentionally fostering relationships and building these healthy connections is so important to me because that's what builds the memories. And so boundaries, respect other people's, like your and everyone else's love languages. Remember that not everyone sees the world like you do. When we talk about Enneagram, we talk about the human science of our core motivations, our core needs. How do we get into onto our growth path and away from the stress? So you need to respect that and actually look and for each person in your family, decipher what that looks like. What could that be? How do you respect the individual's needs for space and downtime? What does it look like? Set clear expectations about gift giving. My daughter is a gift giver. She will spend her last penny if it's something, and she's so giving in that way. But it's also okay, but that's great. I love your heart in this, but how can we make something? How can we show, what's another way we can show our friends that we appreciate them? Because giving everybody even a $10 gift, like you've saved up $50. There's five friends, but you have birthdays coming up. You have, we have trips, and they save for the trips, so because they're souvenirs and things are things that they purchase themselves. And so we need to teach how to be stewards, right? And then also every party, like even if the gifts are $10, they add up. Like if there's four of us going and each of us need a $10 gift, that's $40 every party. And though it's fun, you do get it in return. Do you get things that you actually need or that you actually want? It's a lot of times more, it's just more stuff. So like really set those clear expectations and say, hey, like instead of getting something, let's do an experience. Let's go to dinner. Let's go plan an event to go and hang out together. Let's plan time together after the holidays instead of, or go to dinner together, or go to a movie together, or play mini golf, or go bowling. Bowling's a great indoor sport in the winter. But do something versus just giving. Also, it doesn't need to cost money. Invite them over. Just have a movie night. Like, think about what is the intention, and then look at what will be, what's in your budget for both time, money, and energy. And then also, like, it's okay when you're with family to limit conversation topics. There could be things. I just spoke at a gluten-free summit, and I talked about boundaries and making a decision in advance on how you're going to handle situations. And it's because there's nothing like family to get you all riled up. They know your hot topics, and they want to be proven right. They want you to know that they disagree with you. Doesn't mean you need to play into that. So if you're building, remember your goal here, you're building positive, healthy relationships. That also means that you get to model your boundaries, and you get to show the kids that no, we're just not going to talk about things like that. We're not going to talk about how we homeschool instead of going to public school, or how we homeschool but don't do it the same way as everybody else, or how we spend our time, or whatever the hot topic is, how we go out to eat every Wednesday for because that's our family time. Whatever it may be for you, if it's something that other people don't agree with, you can just say, I'm really sorry that you can't see it my way, or hey, I respect your opinion, but we're not going to talk about this right now. It is okay to say things like that. And the last one for boundaries is set a clear start and end times to gatherings. If you have an introvert child who still needs to be with their friends or do things, or a spouse or you have limits, let everyone know, okay, we're going for 2 hours. We're going for 45 minutes. We're going to this. that it's okay. You don't have to be there start to finish. You don't have to like take everyone, you don't need everyone stressed. If people don't want to go, it's okay. If it's something you have to go to, stop by. Just stop by and say hi. And then, you know, have an excuse of, oh, we've got something else we got to do. We've got some family time planned. That's one that you can't argue. We have some family time already on the calendar. We were really looking forward to it. It doesn't matter that it was to go home and everyone, you know, sit quietly for 30 minutes. It doesn't matter if it's a way, if it's your boundary, you don't need an explanation. So here's things you can put into place right now when it comes to, you know, these building these relationships. Regular check-ins. Ask, say, hey, are we making this, you know, how's your energy level? Is it too many parties? Not enough parties? Are you, what have you not had food wise that you want? Have we had too much, mini pinwheels? But active listening, really listen to what your kids say. They will tell you what they want and need. And I guarantee it's not all the things. Your spouse will tell you also active listening to your own brain. Listen to what your needs are. When you start feeling anxious about something, ask yourself why. Okay, what? So Tammy, what's going on here? What do you need to support right now? It's okay. Appreciation. Let everyone know like that how much you appreciate them. There's nothing better to build healthy relationships than telling someone why you appreciate them. Who they are and how they're growing and growth that you've seen. And just say, you know, like just pointing out things that they've been doing or trying or how they've been growing. And it allows them to see that you see more than just what, because sometimes in parenting, like we get so stuck on the parenting part and the guiding and teaching. I know I do. So I need to step back and tell them the things that they're doing good. And then open communication. If someone's done at a party, have a code word. If someone is, if they're struggling or if they're just not able to bring the joyful experience, talk to them and ask them why. When you really listen to what they have going on, when you really listen to their heart, you will connect with them in a way, and it's not to judge, it's not to fix, but it's just to allow them to be seen and heard. That will help you foster the relationships. And then final, here's shared responsibilities. Just because you're the mom doesn't mean you need to do everything. If it's an important thing for them and they're old enough to help with it, or if they can help clean the house so you can go and do XYZ, if they can clean the bathrooms quickly, so that way you can have their friends over or whatever. Like there is always a give and take. It doesn't mean that you always have to give and they always take. So have a shared, this is a great time to start building that of, hey, let's just help mom out for my Christmas present. This is what I would like. It's okay to tell them that. It's okay to have them. It's not a burden to have them do extra chores while they're home, extra time. It's not a burden. It's not something, you're not being a bad mom by making them work. Life is work. How many times, like taking care of a home, which you want them to have a home eventually when they grow and they launch, you want them to have a home. You want them to maintain it and foster it and take care of it because God gives us what we take care of. So you're instilling skills. So have them share the responsibilities. So Romans 12:10 says, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourself. When we look at these, when we are intentionally building relationships, we're honoring them because we're not doing it in just the way that we need, but we're really looking at what do they need as well. And giving our time and our energy is one of the best ways to give of ourselves, to honor them. And so I just want you to think about this holiday season, because we're about to be in the thick of it, right? Kids are about to be home for the holidays, for winter break. We are about to start the parties, if you haven't already, all the cookie exchanges, all of the doing. But we get to say, okay, who do I want to connect with? Do I want to connect with the women of the church? Okay, well, since I do, I will sign up for that cookie exchange and I'll make some easy cookies, but I'll go with the intention of I want to show up and I want to be present and meet them. How else can you grow relationships? Like, decide what you want and then go for it. And recognize that when you decide what you want, also know, okay, well, I'm going to pour energy here so I can remove it and I can stop doing some of these things. And it will be okay. All right, friend. Well, I have a webinar coming up that I really would like you to come to. So many of you have these amazing stories that need to be told. These amazing experiences, and it doesn't have to be a grief. It's God tells you. God knows everything can be used for good. So when we take the time to tell our story, and I know many of you are like, I don't even know where to start. I don't know how to. I don't know, you know, what part of my story do I share? This is what this webinar is for, to see, like, is there a story that you are compelled? Like, I am compelled. Like, I have this deep desire to serve you, to talk and to share this wisdom that I know is not just for me. Like, I learn, and God's like, this is how you could, like, share this. Tell them. They need to hear this. And so when I got clear on this, and it's helped me, and I want to help you. I want to just give you some steps. So it's three easy steps to sharing your story with heartfelt impact and purpose, and making that impact, but doing it without losing yourself, sharing too much, or doing it in a way that feels prideful. So come to the webinar December 21st. In the show notes, there's a link. It's free. There's also going to be a replay. So if you can't come live, which I get it, like, kids are going to be most likely out of school. It's going to be crazy. Also, it's going to be like 45 minutes to an hour of time just for you. So maybe that's a good time to have the kids watch a Christmas movie, and you can come and you can get filled yourself on how God plans on using you. So come to the webinar. I would love to see you there. And that's, again, December 21st, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. And again, if you want the replay, if you can't be there live, which I really hope you're live, I don't want to be by myself, then make sure you sign up anyway, because that's the only way to get the replay, is I need to know your email in order to send you the replay. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you.